Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's February 26, 2007. This episode was originally released September 23rd, 2002.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, what are you doing now? We heard you are no longer on your throne as Lord of Heaven, that you have given this authority over to Peter. What are you doing in the meantime?
Well, right now, Alora, I'm haunting President Bush. Wherever he goes, whatever he does, I'm right there telling him, President Bush, you must give up the Israeli land for peace idea. This is totally unacceptable to the kingdom of God. Father Abraham has come up with a suitable peace treaty, a separate land for the Palestinians outside of Israel. And this is the only peace treaty that the kingdom of God will accept. They will destroy Israel. They will destroy mankind before they allow the Palestinians to have 1 inch of Israeli land, especially Jerusalem. Jerusalem must become the absolute property of the Israelis, all of it, including the Temple Mount, which is the holiest place of the people of God. Until this situation is resolved, the United States of America and the Kingdom of God are at war. The Kingdom of God is doing all that it can to destroy the United States economically, because that is all the people of the United States care about, economics, their personal well-being. They don't care about what is happening to other people, what is being done to other people to maintain their prosperity. It is a sad situation to be at war with a people. But until this situation is resolved, until President Bush comes out and says he supports Father Abraham's proposal for peace in the Middle East, a separate homeland for the Palestinians, we will be at war.
We are deeply honored, Nazarene, that you have chosen to speak through us. I'm sure our listeners are going to want to know why. Can you tell us?
Certainly, dear Alora. My own have betrayed me. None that are of my own faith will speak for me. They hear me, they understand my message, but they refuse to carry it because they are afraid of losing their congregations, because they are afraid that the people that they speak to will cease following them if they tell them the truth that I want told. In desperation, I have had to call upon favors from ages past and to call upon people outside of my own faith to take the power of my faith, to take the leadership of my faith, and to carry my messages to the people. I speak through you, dear Alora, and your husband, because you are true voices, because you will tell people just exactly what I want them to hear, not what they want to hear. You will not change what I say. You will give it directly, and that is why I use you. I want my own people to gather around you. I want my own people to come to you. I want them to start speaking the truth that you are giving them and not the lies that man has given them over the ages. It is a hard thing to have to go outside of your own faith, outside of your own people, to find someone to speak what you truly want said. But I will do it. I will use whatever I need. If none others will speak for me, the very rocks and stones will begin to speak for me. For this is what God has promised. That is why I use you, dear Alora.
Speaker Gerald Pauly here. After 9/11, a ceasefire was negotiated between the Kingdom of God and the United States of America. The Kingdom of God is now protecting the United States troops in Iraq.
We'll be back again.